Chapter 5. Tull and Rec sat in a silence that was not entirely comfortable, but lacked the kind of tension either expected. Tull could feel the observations of the others around them. The two of them were the only former Imperials among the rebels, and they were surrounded by those who rightfully distrusted, perhaps even despised them. "How is Wynn?" Tull asked stiffly. Rec's brow furrowed. "Fine. How's Alec?" Tull's lips pressed tight. "Fine." They stared at each other before immediately standing and walking away, their shoulders more relaxed, though the difference was nearly imperceptible. "That wasn't awkward at all," Wynn teased, returning from her meeting and immediately hooking her arm with Rex. "Seems like you two are getting along better, though." "I still think he wants to punch me," Rex confessed. "If he does, he can answer to me," Wynn offered easily. Beaming at the love of his life, Rex still protested. "I don't need you fighting my battles for me." "Who said anything about a battle?" she snorted. "I'd just be punching a guy with a stick the size of a communications array antenna shoved all the way up his... Wynn!" "Oh, like you weren't thinking it." Tull ignored the loud laughter of the former stormtrooper once under his command, and the rebel who made his job quite difficult in the past. "That was weird," Alec pointed out, appearing from nowhere, as he was wont to do. Tull gave no indication that the smuggler had startled him, too used to Alec's proclivity for stealth. "It was not weird," he bit out, lying to Alec's face. Alec smiled, fangs bared. "Even you aren't buying that lie." Warmed by the thought that Alec knew him so well, Tull clicked his tongue dismissively to maintain appearances. "Believe what you want. I hear they're looking for defectors to make a team. Some hush-hush mission. Think you two will be chosen?" Alec questioned, throwing an arm over Tull's shoulders. Relishing in the comforting weight of Alec's muscular arm, Tull scoffed. "Not if they want me to come back alive. I'm quite certain Rex still wants me dead." "Yeah, well, he has to get in line. I get first dibs, and then there's a waitlist after me." Tull turned his head, trying not to blush as Alec's soft fur brushed across his neck and cheek. "As if there'd be anything left of me once you were done." Alec grinned, lopsided and goofy, the kind of smile that was one of Tull's frequent rewards for playing along with the Zagarian's tangents and jokes and teasing. Tull smiled back helplessly. Something shifted in Alec's eyes. He tightened his grip on Tull and whispered in his ear, "Too right. You know I'd eat you up and refuse to share." Ignoring the heat in his ears and willing Alec to remain ignorant of the effect he had on him, Tull merely hummed, not trusting his voice with a response. Alec laughed at him nonetheless, bright and unfettered. Longing pulled in Tull's heart, painful and yet the most beautiful thing he'd ever had the honor to feel. Enjoying the sunlight and warmth, Callus sat on a comfortably flat stone, tinkering with a mouse droid Zeb had brought him from the Ghost's latest mission. The Ghost's crew chatted, waiting patiently for their upcoming brief. Command was busy with a few closed-door meetings, and there was no knowing when the Ghost's crew would be needed. Callus had just recently returned from an extraction and was not due to report for duty for another day or so. It was a rare chance at relaxation for all of them. "Seems like Heart's Rebellion is winding down," Sabine sighed. "Nope," Ezra declared at once. He stalked off to the opposite end of the clearing, taking out his lightsaber to practice forms. "Nothing gets Ezra training like mentioning Heart's Rebellion," Kanan huffed, though there was plenty of affection underlying the exasperation. Sabine squinted against the sun, watching Ezra practice with a discerning eye. "It's going to be such a bummer when the last update comes." Callus felt a little melancholy himself, though still excited to write and edit the final chapters. When he next got off planet, he would upload the conclusion and the story would be complete. He hoped the rebels would find it satisfying. "Rumor has it defection has gone up over 20% since it was first uploaded," Hera laughed. "And rebellion recruitment and sympathizing has definitely increased. Guess we owe the author for even more than just a fun couple of hours every few weeks." Callus bowed his head over the mouse droid, quietly pleased. "You think Tull and Alec will get a happy ending?" Zeb asked. "I think so," Kanan hummed. "Doesn't seem to be going the way of a tragic romance." "They're not together like Wreck and Wynn were pretty much from the start, though," Zeb argued sulkily. Callus refrained from smiling, only just managing it. "Different kinds of romance," Sabine shrugged. "Wynn and Wreck were like, love at first sight, you know? From the second they meet, obviously it's going to work out." "I like the will they, won't they, Tull and Alec have," Hera mused. "Lots of tension and unresolved feelings." In the background, Ezra froze sheepishly as he cut through a tree. It fell with a thunderous noise. "Guess I better do something about that," Kanan groaned, heading off to mentor his young and destructive Padawan. "Tull needs to stop overthinking everything," Sabine continued lazily. "Then they can finally talk like adults and get together. If Alec stops acting like a teen long enough for them to communicate," Hera snorted. "Every time it seems like we'll get a confession, he just makes a joke." Callus felt the urge to defend his character, but pushed it down like he always did. "Hey, you've never said who your favorite was," Zeb brought up. Feeling the full focus of several pairs of eyes, Callus slowly looked up from the mouse droid. He stalled. "Haven't I?" "Zeb's right," Sabine backed up. "I thought you'd have stronger opinions after that first time we talked about it." Callus hesitated. He didn't really have favorites. They were all important to him and the story. Some were easier to write than others. Tull, for example, who was simply a kinder, gentler, marginally less intelligent, and marginally less combative version of Callus himself. Some were more fun to write, like Wynn, who got to say whatever she felt in a bold and brash way that Callus was almost envious of. Then again, one character in particular was loosely based on Zeb. "Alec's my favorite," Callus admitted, using brute force to adjust a bent piece of paneling on the mouse droid's case. "Alec?" Zeb made a face. Hera and Sabine shared a look, but Callus was too busy being offended to parse the meaning. "What's wrong with Alec?" Callus demanded, fully setting the mouse droid aside. Zeb rolled his eyes. "He's fine, I guess." "I thought you liked Alec," Callus pointed out fiercely. "I like Alec and Tull's story," Zeb said grumpily. "Alec's a little..." He trailed off and shrugged, and Callus sat up straight, shoulders back as he prepared for battle. "A little what, Garazeb Aurelius?" Callus hissed. "He's a dumbass," Zeb said bluntly. Hera snorted while Sabine outright cackled. "A dumbass," Callus growled. "The audacity." "Alec is forthright, and he occasionally employs a unique sense of humor that does not make him a dumbass, and he uses the perception of others to his advantage. While others underestimate him, he is exceedingly resourceful and uncommonly clever. He's at least as smart as Tull. Smarter, I should say." "Smarter than Tull?" Zeb scoffed. "In what galaxy?" "This one," Callus half-yelled. "Alec is good and kind and clever and honorable." "He's a smuggler," Zeb argued. "So what?" Callus dismissed with a wave of his hand. "A bit of anti-establishmentarianism never hurt anyone." "Wow," Sabine whistled. "Sounds like someone's got a crush." Callus froze, belatedly realizing that he had risen to his feet. Zeb had as well, and they were face to face, squaring off about the merits of a fictional character Callus had written and based off the Lasat. Callus swallowed. Then he narrowed his eyes, doubling down. "I am merely defending a character I value quite highly from the outrageous accusations of the Tasteless." "Tasteless?" Zeb roared. "Tull is your favorite character," Callus disparaged. "Tull, who was a minor antagonist at the beginning." Zeb put his hands on his hips and rumbled, "What's wrong with that? He's got a good heart, and he gets a redemption story that proves it." "Do you think they realize?" Hera whispered to Sabine. "I wish they did," Sabine wheezed. "Unbelievable. Tull's got a good heart, but Alec is a dumbass, he says. Astounding," Callus complained, starting to pace. "Are we even discussing the same holonovel, Garazeb?" "Maybe you're the one with the wrong opinions. You ever think of that, eh?" Zeb blustered. Kallus raised his lip in a silent snarl. "Now, now, boys," Hera interrupted, looking far too amused. Her bright eyes danced as she looked between Kallus and Zeb, the two of them still engaged in a standoff. "While I applaud the passion, let's not forget this is a Hollow novel we're talking about, and you can both be right." Kallus and Zeb rounded on her, incredulity clear in both their expressions. "Alec is a little oblivious sometimes, and Tull is a bit of a bastard," Hera continued with a wry smirk. "But all the good things you two listed are there too." "We can have different favorite characters," Sabine told them, with faux solemnity that radiated condescension. Deflating, Kallus sat back down and avoided Zeb's gaze, a bit embarrassed by his outburst. He could feel those bright green eyes burning into the side of his face, but he managed not to cave in and look. "Where was all this the last few months?" Hera then asked Kallus, lips still faintly smirking. "I thought you were one of the more casual readers, but that was quite the impassioned defense." "Yeah," Zeb grumbled. Kallus lost the fight with himself, turning to look at Zeb in surprise at the petulant tone. "We could have been talking about it this whole time. It would have been fun." Feeling a tad guilty, but also endeared as ever to Zeb, Kallus let himself smile as he dodged the question. "I think you lot had the conversation well in hand." Zeb harumphed, but returned the smile with one of his own. "Well, while we've got you talking," Sabine drawled, "what do you think of the author's description of the Empire?" Zeb immediately jumped in ahead of Kallus to complain. "I think they could put in a few more details, give us a little help, describe some security weaknesses. Instead, the infiltration scenes and Tull's descriptions all sound pretty vague." "The Empire has access to the Hollow novel as well," Kallus reminded him. "If the text gave more details, then the Empire would know what those weaknesses were, and they could reinforce or correct them." Hera's gaze sharpened. "Funny you should mention that. You know, there's a theory that the author's Imperial. Or was." Kallus kept his voice neutrally interested. "Oh? That's why I wanted your opinion," Sabine continued, checking her glove-covered nails. "You're ex-Imperial." "As are you," Kallus tried to distract. "Yeah, Academy," Sabine snorted. "But you were in deep. You know the ISB, the department meetings, what the officer quarters are like, what kind of rations are offered, how the officers organize squads and treat each other when there isn't a crisis, all the boring everyday stuff people don't really care about. Stuff the Hollow novel seems to get pretty right if the chatter is any indication." Expression unyielding, Kallus shrugged. "Yes, I'd say it all rang fairly true." "Another check for the theory, then," Hera murmured, eyes knowing as she looked at Kallus. Timing impeccable, Chopper came rolling over in a tizzy, manipulators flailing. "I do believe you're being summoned," Kallus noted, grateful as he stood to see them off. "So it seems," Hera acknowledged as she got to her feet, patting Chopper. Kanan and Ezra noticed the not-so-subtle droid as well, coming over from where they'd been training. There were some lightsaber singe marks in the ground, but no more fallen trees. "When we're done, we'll grab you for second meal," Zeb told him, squeezing Kallus's shoulder. Leaning into the gesture, Kallus nodded. "Until then." "I want your opinions on the depiction of the types of combat in the Hollow novel," Sabine shouted from over her shoulder. "Zeb and I have been wanting to ask you about a few fights in particular." "Yeah," Zeb cheered. "We've got to go over the big ones, in detail." "I'm sure you have plenty of thoughts," Hera added cheekily, waving farewell. Chopper made to follow the departing group when Kallus stopped him and whispered, "Did you tell General Syndulla?" Chopper beeped in word. "Well, I am quite certain she knows," Kallus complained, "or at least suspects, perhaps even Sabine as well." Chopper defended himself angrily, and Kallus immediately made to assure the droid that Kallus wasn't laying blame. "No, I believe you. You haven't let me down yet. They're just that clever." Kallus crossed his arms and sighed. Chopper burbled proudly. "Yes, yes," Kallus smiled. "Shouldn't you be joining them?" Letting out a dramatic shriek, Chopper rolled off, quickly catching up with the other members of the Ghost. Author's endnotes. Before. Chopper. I know it's you, and I have the transmission records to prove it. Callus, how much for your silence? Chopper, advance chapters for me and AP5. Callus, deal. AP5, I'll never understand what they like about this sort of thing. Chopper, fine, I'll read it by myself then. AP5, let's not be hasty.